Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, March 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Normally on Mondays, we do Must Sari Monday, where we break down what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. But over the weekend, there was a big piece of Instagram news that came out, and I really want to dive into it. So let's talk about that instead. Here's a clip of the head of Instagram sharing this latest piece of news.
We're expanding the Meta Verified test to the US over the next couple of weeks. As a reminder, Meta Verified is a subscription that gives you access to a verification badge, proactive impersonation monitoring, and a real person for customer service. And we started testing this in Australia and New Zealand a few weeks ago, and we got a lot of feedback. A lot of people were concerned specifically about increased reach, but also a lot of small creators were excited about the possibilities. Now we listened to those concerns, we went through a lot of comments, I went through a lot of DMs. So given that, we want to take a step back and take our time, and we're going to not include any increased reach in the US expansion for now, and try to better understand what's working and what's not with the product more broadly. Now, if you're in the US and you want to get access to Meta Verified, go to your profile and then to settings, and you should be able to see an option right there and then. If you don't see it yet, that's okay. Sit tight, it'll take a few weeks for it to roll out to the entire country, but hopefully we can continue to iterate on the program and make it as compelling as possible for all you creators out there. See you next week. Peace.
We're going to take a quick break with a word from our sponsor. When we come back, we'll dive into that clip, what it means, what he didn't say, how much it costs, and maybe a quick Instagram tip as well. So stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we're back. Adam Mosseri mentioned a lot of things in that clip, but I think the key takeaway is the removal of increased reach as a subscription feature. As a reminder, when you paid for Meta Verified, if you were part of the test, you would get increased visibility and reach with prominence in some areas of the platform, like search, comments, and recommendations. What does that mean? Essentially, if they had gone forward with this plan, it would mean that being seen on Instagram would have less to do with your content, with your number of followers, with how valuable the information you were sharing was, and more about whether or not you paid for that increased visibility and reach. Now, of course, you can pay for ads on Instagram today, but that doesn't affect comments or things like search or recommendations. Obviously, Instagram picks what it recommends based on algorithm and other factors that are unavailable to us as users, but the ability to pay for it was really a slippery slope. In the beginning, when Meta announced this program, I didn't think it was such a big deal that you could pay for more reach, but the more time went on, the less I liked that concept. So I'm really glad they've removed it. Just as a reminder, you can purchase this monthly subscription if you sign up and you live in one of the areas that it's offered. It is $11.99 if you sign up on the web and $14.99 if you sign up on iOS or Android. Obviously, in the case of signing up on iOS or Android, Meta has to give a cut to those platforms, so it would be more cost-effective to sign up on the web and save yourself a few dollars a month. Additionally, if you do decide to pay that monthly amount, Meta promises help when you need it, with access to a real person for common account issues. I continue to think that this is something that should be included in the service, but apparently I'm the only one who thinks that. That's it for the news portion of the show, but I wanted to share a quick tip about an Instagram feature that maybe you didn't know existed, or maybe you forgot. If you open up the camera and you want to record a video, and you want it to be a reel, for instance, did you know you have the ability to start the video recording without touching your phone by raising and lowering your hand? I actually didn't know that. If you turn on gesture control, which you'll see as an option on the left when you open up the video camera inside the Instagram app, and then, for instance, you back away from your phone, when you hold your hand up, Instagram will start recording, and when you do your dance or whatever it is that you're doing and then hold your hand up again, Instagram will stop recording. It's called gesture control. I didn't know it existed, or maybe I forgot. I would definitely recommend playing around with it. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram news.
Instagram news got you covered, sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you've got some good content or you want to run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.